The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara bringing you an eco postcard. Each week I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful Earth. Troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere and uplifting stories of restoration and people doing good things on behalf of the many creatures living on this earth. I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. Okay, so let's see if there are any upcoming events of interest in this arena. There is a lovely event coming up in Nelson called The Rhythm of the Earth, a solstice celebration. It's being put on by the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum on Thursday, the 20th of June, quite early in the evening, because it's an event that you can take kids to, as well as yourself and your friends, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Boathouse. So it's going to be a rhythm-filled evening with West African percussion, with dances, spoken poetry, African harp, games, and more, waiata, tap dance, and a thing that I think is going to be lovely for kids, a 15-minute guided percussion experience. I will enjoy watching that. Also, I believe it's free. You can give koha if you want. Okay, little news report from last week. There were lots of people putting legs on their feelings about the fast track bill, which is a piece of legislation that intends to override the whole structure of our environmental protections when there are new projects proposed that will affect our environment. And this fast-track bill intends to transfer all of the power, or almost all of the power of decision-making in this situation, to just three ministers for infrastructure, regional development and transport, with no reference to the other areas that might be concerned, such as climate and the environment, and scarcely a reference to Te Tiriti. So lots of people have lots of feelings about this, and very many of them throughout New Zealand got out in the streets to express them last weekend. There was a huge protest in Auckland, 20,000 people. I was really taken aback by the photo of the absolute sea of people and placards. Nelson did very well in getting 600 to 700 people out, marching down Trafalgar Street. And Takaka filled the village green, which I'm told was packed. Nelson and Takaka's events were punctuated by singing of a rousing song with the refrain, "Do it now. We've got to build a better future." Okay, that was, despite the fact that it was a protest, it was a very upbeat, happy kind of event. Now, on to something that's related, and that is the issue of seabed mining. A number of the companies invited to apply for fast-track processing want to dig up the seabed to get at minerals underneath the seabed. And they, a number of them have actually ended their proceeding through the various legal processes that up to now have been an important part of having a look at the environmental impact of a project. They've exited from those processes because They have the promise of getting through the fast track when they won't have to demonstrate that there'll be a lack of damage to the environment. So seabed, at least three seabed miners are on the list of people invited to apply and to avoid any pesky objections from locals or green groups or scientists. The three areas at threat of seabed mining are the seabeds off Pākehi, Taranaki, and Northern Canterbury. In the case of Taranaki, Trans-Tasman Resources wants to embark on a 35-year offshore iron ore project, wanting to pull that out of the seabed. Forrest and Bird says that the mining site is a place where many species, including the endangered blue pygmy whale, live, and that the companies plan to dig up the top 11 metres deep of the seabed will cause catastrophic damage. Now, the company says, yes, it knows it will totally destroy the marine ecosystem, but says that after 35 years of mining, they'll stop and the area will recover and it'll get back to normal. This is protested by ecologists who say if you destroy things, including living things, that's the end of that. You cannot remake an ecosystem, especially if you're going to be changing the substrate on which that ecosystem dwelt. Therefore, people are highly disturbed about that likely permanent or very, very long-lasting damage to the seabed. Another one is Chatham Rock Phosphate that's on the list of invitees for fast track to avoid objections. And their plan is to mine much deeper for rock phosphate for fertilizer. And it's pointed out that the very relatively little research that's been done on the seabed at greater depths has been showing enormous numbers of species that have not up to then been identified. Not 5 new species or 50 new species, not even 500 new species, but 5,000 new species that were entirely new to science have been identified in an area of the Pacific that people want to mine. So those are cited as examples of the sort of activities that are on the list of companies being invited to apply to bypass all of the hoops that they would otherwise have to jump through to demonstrate that they're not doing permanent or severe damage to the environment. Okay, on to another item on streets for people. And I think often we can learn interesting things from overseas examples. In Bogota, Colombia, people are able to use their streets on Sundays for any activities they like. A lot of cycling, a lot of kids out there playing, people getting loads of exercise, discovering their city by being able to cycle through it, breathing healthy air, having fun. People say it's very community building and also has built the international reputation of the city. That's it for today. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, And this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is Monday afternoons 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.